so I don't forget. Okay. All right, so the recording is started, and that means that we can get started. All right, so just want to say welcome to today's teleseminar. If you're not familiar with me, I'm Mariam Buck-Murray, and I am a certified EFT practitioner. And I'm really, really happy that you are able to join me today because I love showing people how to use EFT tapping. And today what I'm going to be talking about, of course, is how to use EFT in order to tame your inner critic and unlock your brilliance. And just a little bit of housekeeping before we get started. You all should have received an email with information on how to use EFT tapping. And if you haven't looked at it, there are no worries at all. You can come back to this teleseminar because it will be recorded, so you can come back again and again. That's the beauty of teleseminars. Secondly, if you have a question or a comment, if you are on the phone, you can press *2 to raise your hand. I have a control panel here, and I will see it when you raise your hand. And every now and then, I will pause to take questions if anybody wants to ask questions or if anybody has any comments. If you are on the webcast, you can type in your question, and I will be looking at that every now and then as well. So speaking of which, I will look at the webcast right now to see if there are any questions, and there are not. All right, so let's get started. I take it that if you're on this call, you are ready to release some of the inner criticism that holds you back and pulls you down. I'm also guessing that you probably have an incredible wealth of talents and gifts that are begging to be shared. And this is where I have a lot of experience. I know exactly what it feels like to be talented, to have something that you want to put out in the world, and yet at the same time to feel blocked and stuck and mired in piles and piles of self-doubt. You know, you name it, I've been there. It's just incredible. And it really showed up especially in my job situations. Now, I have a number of academic degrees. I have a master's degree. I have professional certifications. You know, I have a lot to offer. But it was really only until a few years ago that I really felt confident enough to begin to follow my dreams and excel at what I'm really good at doing. It was my critical voice that just kept holding me back. And, you know, it was telling me things like, I'm not good enough. No one will like it. No one will like me. I'm lazy. I don't have what it takes. And on and on and on. It was like I was always in a conversation with a bunch of bad friends who were constantly making fun of me and bringing me down. Only the problem with these friends was that I couldn't walk away from them because they were living inside me. And so even when I did get up the courage to follow my dreams, my inner critic kept pestering me. It held me back in my marketing efforts. It stopped me from seizing opportunities that were falling into my lap. It silenced me when I knew exactly what to say. And boy, did that drive me crazy. And another thing that it did, I know this does to a lot of people, is it compared me. My inner critic was always comparing me, still does sometimes, to everybody on Facebook. So there's a lot that the critic was doing to me. And fortunately, along my lengthy but successful healing journey, I found EFT tapping. And as I began to use it, I noticed how powerful it was to help me release old fears and beliefs. It was really actually very stunning when I first began to use it, how powerful it was. So I decided to become an EFT practitioner. And once I was a practitioner, I created the 3-step Transform Your Inner Critic method. And that's what I'm going to show you today. I'm going to give you a taste of the full method. And it's a great method because over and over and over, my clients and students have all told me what a powerful way it is to disarm and transform their own inner critics. So that's what we're sharing today. And that's a little bit about me. There's more there, but for today's purposes, I want to move on. And I'm just wondering, what's your story? Just think about this right now. How has your inner critic been showing up all these years? How has it been getting in your way? Again, you know, right now, if you have a comment, if you have any questions about what's going on in the teleseminar, anything that you want to ask, you can press *2 if you're on the phone. If you're on the webcast, you can type a question into the webcast, and I will be checking there as well. Okay. All right. So looking around, I see we have no questions, so I am going to continue. So I want to talk a little bit about EFT and why it's such an amazingly powerful tool. EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, was created about 30 years ago by an engineer named Gary Craig. And what Gary Craig did was he sort of put together a few different modalities, including thought field therapy, neuro-linguistic programming, and also based it on the ancient art of acupuncture. Okay, so there's a lot going on with EFT, which is why it's such a powerful technique, which you can learn to use by yourself as well. So the way EFT works is that you use your fingertips to tap on specific acupressure points on the face and torso. And by tapping on these points, you actually help to stimulate and move stuck energy patterns in your body. So when you have pain or anxiety or any kind of unwanted emotions, any kind of fears, these are stuck energy patterns. That's the way that acupuncture looks at it. That's the way that EFT looks at it, is that we carry around energy patterns. And if we don't release them, they continue on and on and on to contribute to feelings of anxiety and stress and so on and so forth. So what EFT does is it accesses specific acupressure points that tap into the energy patterns and help to disperse them. You know, it's like interrupting a pattern and allowing it to release. EFT has been proven to be one of the most effective techniques for reducing cortisol, the major stress hormone. And this is critical when it comes to taming your inner critic, because relaxation and stress relief is crucial when it comes to taming the fear and anxiety that fuels your inner critic. When you feel calm and relaxed, you're much more able to think clearly and calmly. There's more blood in your brain that allows you to think more productively. And when you feel stressed, you're much more likely to believe every single thing your inner critic is telling you. So the first thing you want to do is find a way to relax. And to start, what I'm going to do is guide us through a short little tapping round to show you what you can do in order to feel more relaxed, calmer, and to reduce cortisol. So I'm going to take a moment to familiarize you with the tapping points. Okay, so the first point is the karate chop point. And the karate chop point is on either hand. It doesn't matter which hand you use. And it's the fleshy part between the pinky and the wrist. And then what happens is you use your fingertips to tap on the karate chop point. And that tapping on the karate chop point, actually, that's the first step to reducing cortisol. Just that tapping alone, without any words, you can tap on this point if you're feeling a little bit stressed, and it will help you feel a little calmer. All right, so when we're using the karate chop point, we say what's called the setup statement. And the setup statement has two parts. It has the problem that we're dealing with, and it has some form of acceptance or of either the fact that you have the problem or of yourself. There are many ways of saying this, and it's really what feels most comfortable to you. You'll get an idea from what I'm saying on this call, what you can say to yourself. Okay, so then after that, the following points, after the karate chop points, the other points, you use your fingertips to tap about 5 or 6 times with either hand. And you can use both hands to tap, or you can just use one hand to tap on one side. And the first point on the face, okay, so we go from the karate chop to the eyebrow point, which is right at the tip, you know, the bone of your nose, and you take your two fingers just touching the eyebrow and tap there. So tapping with your two fingertips on that point. Now the next point is the side of the eye, and it's the corner of your eye, almost into your eye, but it's right on the bone on the corner, using again two fingertips to tap there. I will be guiding you through a round, so you don't need to worry about any more details right now on how to do this. Just that's the point, the side of the eye. The next point is under the eye, right on the bone underneath the eye. The next point is underneath the nose, so right between the nose and the lip, as if you're tapping on your teeth, the top of your teeth. The next point is the chin point, so between your lip and your chin, there's a little crease there, and tapping there. The next point is the collarbone point, and there's a couple ways of doing this. The easiest way to do this is to take both of your hands and tap with both your hands on your collarbone down, you know, just really above your heart on your chest. That's the collarbone point. And that point, by the way, is a really wonderful point for reducing feelings of overwhelm. You know, it really helps to disperse any unwanted feelings or emotions. Okay. And, sorry, just adjusting my microphone. Okay, I see a question here. Okay. Laura, did you have a question? Oh, wait.
The video before.
There you go.
I'm still not sure exactly where the place is, the collarbone. You say it's like a soft spot?
Yes, yes.
Above the heart.
Okay, so I will explain it in the more detailed way. If you find a notch in your neck, okay, and then you take your fingertips and slide them over along the collarbone,
mm-hmm.
about an inch in either direction, so you're using both hands, and then slip them down, and you will find on either side a soft spot. Can you find that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I can.
Yeah. All right. That's where it is, and you can use that. And an easier way is just to use the palms of your hands. So either way will work. And you can also massage those points as well. So there's many ways of doing this. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Great. Okay. All right. So after the collarbone point, we go to under the arms. So it's under the arms, right under the armpit. So right, putting your hands, I make like a little bear claw and put them under my arms and tapping on the ribs. Okay. Then the next point is the top of the head. So that's the last point. And when you tap through these rounds, you've basically gone through one round of tapping. That's one very basic round of tapping. If you were to continue tapping, you could just keep going through the points on the eyebrow point, the side of the eye, and the face and the torso and all of that. A full round of tapping is starting at the karate chop point, doing the setup statement about three times, and then going around the rest of the points. In a moment, I will guide you through one of those rounds. Okay, so if anybody has any more questions before we go through a round of tapping, just press star 2 if you're on the phone and type a question into the webcast if you're there. So let me just check to see if there are any questions. Nope. Okay. Great. Okay, so let's continue. So now I'm going to guide you through a short round in order to show you what you can do for yourself to help yourself relax and reduce some cortisol. And so what I want you to do is to just tune in. You can close your eyes if you want. Tune in and notice what's going on in your body. Notice if there's an area that feels a little tense, anxious, or stressed. Just notice how it feels, what it's doing, if it's constrictive, if it's tight. Notice where it is. And we're going to start tapping. And how this will work is that I will say the phrases, and you can repeat after me if you like, or you can just follow along by listening. I will give a short pause after I say each phrase so that you have time to repeat it after me. Okay, so we're going to begin, and you're going to start on your karate chop point. So tapping with one hand on your karate chop point with your fingertips. Even though I have this stress in my body, I accept how I feel. Still at the karate chop point. Even though I have tension, I accept myself anyway. Still tapping on the karate chop point. Even though I feel this stress, I accept how I feel and who I am. Okay, now go up to the eyebrow point, tapping with two fingers. These feelings of stress, side of the eye, this tension under the eye. I feel it in my body, under the nose. What if I could let it go? Chin point, this stress, collarbone point. I'm letting it go under the arm. I'm allowing myself to relax. Top of the head. I'm ready to relax and open up to this process. Okay. Now take a deep breath. And if you have any water by you, take a sip of water. And just notice how you feel. And this is something, just a really quick round, just noticing stress or tension in your body. You don't even have to speak words. Just tapping on the feeling is a really, really good way to help yourself relax. And you can always continue and do another round or another couple of rounds if you still feel the feelings. And just to say, during this teleseminar, when we do tapping rounds, you can keep tapping after the round if that feels good to you, if that helps helps release any residual feelings. Okay, so if you have any questions, again, press star 2. And no questions? Okay, so we're going to move on. Now I want to talk about why EFT is so helpful for taming your inner critic. It's, first of all, very, very, very important to acknowledge that we all have an inner critic, all of us. And even some of the most successful people struggle with inner criticism. You know, people who feel like they have to be perfect, or people who seem like they're perfect, are often really struggling with an inner critic that's telling them that they're not enough. So it's really important to give yourself a break and to know that if you feel the power of your inner critic, that everybody else at some point deals with that a very, very similar critic themselves. And the reason why EFT is such a powerful tool for releasing the inner critic is that it acts like a laser to pull out the roots of the inner critic. It's like weeding dandelions. And so, you know, if you pull out dandelions by the stem, the roots remain underground and continue to grow. And so you have dandelions again next year. And, of course, if you let them go to seed, then all the seeds, if you ignore them completely, the seeds spread everywhere. So it's sort of the same thing with the energy that we have in our system. You know, we can put Band-Aids on it by helping ourselves feel a little bit better or saying affirmations. But the real deal is that you need to pull out the entire root of the problem, pull out, you know, everything in order to clear it all. In order to get rid of the dandelion, you have to pluck out the whole thing, roots and all. And so sometimes that's why affirmations just don't work. If the roots of your inner critic are running underneath, the affirmation or the positive belief or what you really want to believe about yourself won't stick. And so EFT is a way to clear out the negative self-beliefs, to clear out the dirt so that your positive affirmations and your positive beliefs have room for success. It's like cleaning out the dirt from a wound. With EFT, we start by clearing out what we don't want. So you focus in the beginning on what feels more negative, because when you bring that energy up in your body, in your feeling sense, and you tap on it, that's what helps it release. And then once you have cleared that, there's just more space to tap in really positive feelings and beliefs. And so there's really two parts to this whole process with the inner critic. It's releasing, you know, what feels negative inside you. And then it's beginning to, you're actually rebuilding neural pathways by telling yourself things that feel good and positive and encouraging. And the more that you do that, the more that you believe it. And so it's really just working with what's going on inside you. And the EFT tapping actually helps to dissolve unhealthy neural pathways, you know. So it's amazing. So let me give you an example of how one client used the inner critic to really help herself. or the tapping rather, to help herself. I had a client once who started taking voice lessons as an adult. And she discovered that she had a beautiful voice. And, you know, it was just this incredibly beautiful voice. And her voice teacher kept urging her to perform in front of an audience. But she was terrified. And she felt safe in front of her teacher, but she didn't feel safe in front of an audience. So we looked at this, you know, from an EFT perspective, and we were able to uncover a deep fear of singing in public. And it turned out that as a child, my client had been mocked about her singing voice by someone who was very close to her. And, you know, and it happened more than once. And in time, this experience or these experiences led her to believe that she did not have a good voice. And then when she finally, but she loved to sing. That was the thing. She loved to sing. But then she believed that she didn't have a good voice. So she began to silence her voice. And once she discovered the beauty of her voice, she was still experiencing the fear. So, you know, her belief began to change because she saw how beautiful her voice was, but the fear was still holding her back. And with EFT, she was able to release her fear, and she summoned the courage to sing in public more than once. Okay, and so needless to say, she was completely overjoyed. So EFT, in that example, EFT works best and most effectively when you are working with a very specific problem or target. The more specific you are, the more powerful the EFT will be. So it's important to get very clear on the ways in which your inner critic is showing up in your life. So the first step of the three-step process is awareness. Awareness of your inner critic. Awareness of how it's showing up. Pinpointing exactly what it's doing to your life. And you can start by asking a few questions, which is what we're going to do right now. So if you have a pen and paper, I'm going to ask you a few questions and give you a few moments to write down the answers. And again, remember, if you ever have a question or a comment, you can press star 2 on the phone or type it into the webcast if you're on the webcast. Okay, so the first question, question number one, where does your inner critic or your naysayer, your negative inner bully, where does it show up most prominently in your life? For me, it showed up in my work. That was really the biggest place that it showed up. And so where does yours show up for you? It's probably more than one place, but think about where it's most prominent and just jot some things down. Okay, the next question. What does it say to you, and how does it make you feel? Or how does it make you feel? Sometimes a critic, inner critic, isn't necessarily saying anything to you, but it's making you feel a certain way. So it might be, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, it's never enough, I can't do this, I always fail, I'm lazy, you know, whatever it's making you feel or whatever it's saying to you. So just write down some thoughts about what it says and how it makes you feel. Okay, the next question. How does your inner critic influence your behavior? So what does it make you do more of? You know, what do you do more of as a result to listening to your inner critic? What do you do more of, and what do you avoid? You know, so sometimes it might make us stop doing something. Sometimes it might make us do more of something else. So how is it influencing your behavior in a way that you don't like? Okay, the next question. If your inner critic was a creature, a person, or some sort of thing, what would it look like? What would its expression be? You know, if it was making an expression, what does it look like to you? Does it have a color? Does it have a texture? Is it doing anything? Is it saying anything? So just imagine this, what your inner critic would look like. In just a moment, we are going to go into a tapping round. Okay, so I just want to make sure that you're getting really clear on what your inner critic makes you feel and what it looks like to you, what it seems like to you, if you have any visual perception of it. Okay, so I'm going to pause here. If anybody has a question, feel free. And make sure that you have some water by you, I hope. It's really good to drink water while you're doing EFT tapping because water helps the energy flow and release. It's sort of like a little detox you're doing. So drinking water before, during, and after is very helpful. So if you don't have water right now, after this session, definitely drink some water. Okay, so we are going to get tapping on the first round. There are three rounds. You know, this whole teleseminar is going to take, you know, we'll probably have about another half hour. And we're going to do three rounds of tapping on the inner critic. So this is round one. And I want you to take a deep breath and just get nice and comfortable. And if you want to close your eyes, you can. I will be guiding you through the points. And I'm going to be saying the phrases, and you can follow along just listening, or you can say them to yourself after I say the phrase. Now just tune into your inner critic. Tune into what it feels like, looks like, what it's doing to your body. And we're going to start. Okay, tapping on your karate chop. Even though I have this critical voice, this inner critic, I accept myself completely. Okay, still tapping on the karate chop point. Even though I listen to my inner critic, and I'm so hard on myself, I accept myself completely. Okay, still tapping on the karate chop point. Even though I keep listening to this critical voice, even when it puts me down, I accept myself completely. Okay, now go to the eyebrow point. This critical voice, side of the eye, it really discourages me. Under the eye, it makes me second guess myself. Under the nose, it stops me in my tracks. Chin point, it holds me back. Collarbone, it makes me be so hard on myself. Under the arms, it says mean things to me. Top of the head, and I believe it. Eyebrow, this critical voice, side of the eye. I listen to it and I believe it under the eye. I don't like what it says under the nose, but I keep listening. Chin point. It gets in my way. Collarbone point. And I keep listening. I keep believing. Under the arm. I'm so tired of this critical voice. Top of the head. Maybe I can just begin to let it go. Okay, so take a really deep breath. Have some water. And if any residual emotions or feelings are hanging around, just keep tapping on your karate chop point or the collarbone point. And just tune in. Notice if your inner critic has changed in any way. And it's okay if it hasn't. But just tune in to see if there's any shift in anything. And we're going to go on to round two in a moment. But if you have any questions before then, please press star 2 to raise your hand. Or if you're on the webcast, you can type in your question on the webcast. All right, I'm just going to go to the webcast and see. All right. Okay, so it doesn't look like anybody has any questions, so we will move along. The next step in Tame Your Inner Critic process is to really ask the question, where did it come from? Where did your inner naysayer come from in the first place? And truthfully, it can come from anywhere. Most often, it comes from early situations and events that caused us to believe negative things about ourselves. It could be from what somebody told us, such as a parent, a teacher, a friend, a sibling. And in the end, though, it's really usually very easy to believe all the negative criticisms. And we end up using these criticisms against ourselves as a way of, staying within what we believe, because we begin to believe it. And we use them because we believe them. And it's also a form of protection. Believe it or not, it, as painful as it is, there's something about criticizing ourselves that is much better than having somebody else criticize us. So there's the belief that if I criticize myself, then somebody else won't do it. And so what happens then is we're actually usually harder on ourselves than anybody else would be. Okay? So, and eventually it's what happens is that all this negative chatter feels like the truth. But in actuality, it's absolutely false. It is not the truth. It's not the truth of who you are. It's the truth that you thought you had to believe. And so what you can do with EFT is really begin to shift this. So the next questions you want to ask yourself is to really look at question number one, what person or event do you think helped fuel your inner critic? And there might be more than one. There might be a bunch. But what helped fuel the inner critic that tells you that somehow diminishes who you are? So it could have been a person, an event. So just jot something down. And just to know, if there's something really traumatic that happened in your past, that will certainly contribute to this. You do not have to really go into that here, though. You can choose something else. It's just more to get an idea of what's going on for you. And the fact that your inner critic is coming from a place, it originated in a different place in the past. Okay, now the next question is, what did you or do you believe about yourself as a result of this person or event? What beliefs were created? What beliefs come up for you? Okay, so now we are ready to move on to tapping round number two. And again, remember, you can always press star two if you have a question, and I will see that, and you can ask your question. All right, so before you start round two, just make sure that you're nice and comfortable. Have a sip of water. Take a nice deep breath. Tune in to the inner critic, remembering what it looked like in the beginning and just in the way it felt, and just tune into where it is right now. So starting at the karate chop point, this critical voice, it's an old one. I've been listening to it for a long time. And even though I keep listening, I completely and deeply accept myself. Karate chop point. Even though I believed I had to listen to this voice, I accept who I am and what I've believed. Still tapping on the karate chop point. Even though I've been listening to this critical voice for so many years, I accept myself completely. Okay, go to the eyebrow point. This critical voice, side of the eye, it's an old voice. Under the eye, I've learned it well. Under the nose, I thought I had to listen to it. Chin point. But it's such an old voice from so long ago. Collarbone point. I've grown so much, and it's holding me back. Under the arms. It's not allowing me to do my best work. Top of the head. It's not allowing me to follow my dreams. Eyebrow point. It's such an old voice. Side of the eye. Maybe I don't have to listen to it anymore. Under the eye. Maybe I can turn the volume down. Under the nose. What if I really am in control? Chin point. In control of my critical voice. Collarbone point. If I don't like what it's saying, under the arms, I don't have to listen. Top of the head. Maybe I really can let go of this critical voice. Okay, so take a very, very deep breath, or two or three, and a sip of water. And again, notice how you feel. And again, if you need to, just keep tapping on the karate chop point to release any lingering feelings. And tune in and notice if the inner critic has changed in any way. Just notice what's going on for you. And breathe deeply and drink water. Okay, now before we move on to round three, I just want to say something about procrastination. And, you know, procrastination is something probably everybody does in some way, in some part of their lives. And most of us beat ourselves up about it. But in truth, procrastination is something that you can use to really tap into the true reasons why you're keeping yourself stuck. And if you just take a pause, if you're in a place of procrastination, just pause to ask some questions, to really dive into your feelings and notice what you're avoiding. Notice what you're afraid of. Use whatever comes up as targets for your tapping. And bring compassion into the mix. Acceptance and compassion are the keys to helping you move through it. So when you have compassion and you're able to really look at it, you can usually see that there's some sort of fear or something, you know, something underneath it that really needs some compassion. And you can use EFT to help release the fear. Okay. So once you have cleared out some of the negative chatter, you're ready to transform your inner voice. So you start with, you know, all the ways that the inner critic is making you feel bad about yourself. And then once you've cleared some of that, you're ready to move on. You're ready to move on to a place where you can really tap into your brilliance and allow it to shine. It's really, truly there, and you can harness your own strength, your own brilliance to help you transform your life. And, you know, so it's sort of like you're uncovering a masterpiece that's lying within you. And, you know, by using EFT, you're releasing clouds that are obscuring your light. And it's time to bring it to life. You know, it really, really, truly is. And it's not that hard. It's kind of fun. I've done so much of this myself, and it's just amazing what I used to believe about myself. And letting go of those beliefs, letting go of those judgments, letting go of all of it just helps me feel so much more confident and positive about everything in my life. So moving into the third round, I'm going to ask some questions again. And the first question, what would have helped instead of criticism? So in other words, instead of somebody criticizing you or feeling bad about yourself or whatever, what did you need in that situation? It could be love, it could be compassion, encouragement, kind words, you know. If any of you are parents, you know, or thinking about children, you know, or young adults, what words would you want to say to them if they were in a tough situation? Okay, so write down some things that you could say that would be more positive instead of what you're used to hearing. Okay, next, I'd like you to name a time or times when you have succeeded despite the odds. All right, or succeeded, period. Okay, and it doesn't have to be in, you know, if you struggle with things in your job, it could be success, you know, in cooking. You know, it could be anywhere in your life, is what I'm trying to say. So where have you had success? And especially, where have you had success by not listening to your inner critic? So jot down a few times or something that really felt so good to you. And the next question is, what feelings would you rather feel? than the feelings that you're feeling when you listen to your inner critic. So would you rather feel confident, calm, peaceful, happy, joyful, excited, exuberant? You know, what are the feelings that you would rather feel instead of what you feel when you listen to your inner critic? And really get a sense of those feelings as you're writing them down. Okay. Now we're going to move into tapping round number 3. So just get comfortable again and take a few deep breaths. Sip of water if you have it, and just notice how you're feeling. Notice if in this moment it feels possible to let go of your inner critic. And let's get started. Okay, so tuning in and tune in to what your inner critic looks like right now in this moment. And tapping on the karate chop point. Even though I've listened to this critic over and over, it's time to make a change. Still tapping on the karate chop point. Even though it can feel safer to listen to this voice, this critical voice, I'm choosing to take control. Karate chop point. Even though this inner critic tries to stop me, I'm choosing to move forward anyway. Okay, go up to the eyebrow point. This old critical voice. Side of the eye, I know where it comes from. Under the eye, I know it's tried to hold me back. Under the nose, maybe it wants to protect me. Chin point, I thought I had to be hard on myself. Collarbone point, but that's not my true voice. Under the arms, I'm tired of believing in criticism and self-doubt. Top of the head, it's time to encourage myself. Eyebrow point, it's time to feel good about myself. Side of the eye, when I feel good about myself, I do much better work. Under the eye, when I encourage myself, I feel better about my work. Under the nose, it's time to create a new voice for myself. Chin point. It's time to celebrate my strengths. Collarbone point. It's time to believe in myself. Under the arms. I'm ready. Top of the head. I'm ready to let go of all the negative self-talk. Eyebrow. I'm ready to allow myself to flourish. Side of the eye. I'm ready to speak kindly to myself. Under the eye. I'm ready to feel good about myself. Under the nose. I'm ready to honor myself. Chin point. I'm grateful for who I am. Collarbone point. I'm ready to celebrate my gifts. Under the arms, I'm ready. Top of the head. I'm ready to celebrate exactly who I am. Okay, so take a really deep breath. Have some water and just notice right now in this moment what's going on with your inner critic. If you'd like to share anything, feel free to press star 2. Okay. All right. I see you. Yes, Laura.
Yes, I can. I just have a couple of questions.
Okay.
Is there a time of day that's better than another to do this? The tapping?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Sometimes in the beginning of the day, when we wake up, we might have some apprehension about the day ahead, okay? So that's a really good time to tap on some of that. And the end of the day is a time when things tend to replay in our mind, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, I did this or I did that or what about this? And that's a good time to tap as well, okay?
Okay.
You know, but then the other tapping, like if you're just in the moment and you feel a little bit of stress, just tapping on the karate chop point or tapping on the collarbone point is a very quick way, even if you're in public,
mm-hmm.
to help yourself reduce some stress.
Okay, and does it matter which side of the face you're tapping? Do you do the same side every time, you know, if you're doing three sets, or do you alternate?
You don't need to alternate. You can do one side. You could do both sides. They've actually, I don't know how scientific the test was, but they have really looked at this. And what they found is it doesn't matter. As long as you're really getting the points and you're going through it, you're doing it. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever feels right to you, because the other thing about this is that everybody has different energy. And so some points feel more powerful for some people than other points for other people. You know, it's really what feels best to you. So if that feels like you're getting results from it, then do it that way. But the simplest way is just to stay on one side. I tend to use both hands once I get down to the collarbone point and under the arms and top of the head. But other than that, I use one hand tapping on one side.
And the last question is, if there's a certain number of taps, I just follow when you were speaking, I just followed until you made the transition to the next tapping point. But is there a certain number you should always make sure you have?
No, absolutely not. So it's really, you know, the points on the face, and it's a very good question. The points on the face and the torso, generally you're tapping about 6 or 7 times, but I never count, and it's just not the way I do it. So it's more if you're doing it by yourself, what's really helpful is to not focus so much on the words but the feelings. And so the feelings that are in your body, the feelings of stress, you don't even have to say anything. And so if you just tap around and tap a few times, 5, 6, 7 times on each of the points, on the karate chop point, it's just, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, it's about 6 or 7 times on all of the points. But you don't need to count. That's just how it tends to work out.
Okay.
And sometimes you might stay longer on a point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so... Is that answer your question?
Yes. Answer my questions. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. All right. I'm just gonna check the webcast for a second, and it's all quiet on that front. Okay. All right. Okay. So before I'm going to do one last process before we end this call. But before I do that, you know, and that's going to be a process that you can use anytime to unhook the negative mind chatter loop. All right. But before we do that, I'd just like to tell you about a couple of offers I have available right now. So the first one is a free 30-minute Tame Your Inner Critic strategy session, and that's where I will help you create a plan to tame your inner critic. And this is a free session, and it includes a brief tapping round based on your needs. So if you're interested in signing up for a free 30-minute Tame Your Inner Critic session, contact me at Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N, at marianbuckmurray.com to schedule your session. Okay, and secondly, as a participant is of this teleseminar, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the recording, if you contact me in the next week, you will receive $25 off of a 90-minute Tame Your Inner Critic session. So the 90-minute session is usually $150. You get $25 off of that. So if you're interested in that, again, you can email me at marian@marianbuckmurray.com. Okay. And now, and of course, you can always contact me with any questions as well. Okay, I love answering questions. So now I'm going to show you a process that you can use in order to get yourself out of the negative monkey mind loop. Okay, so that loop of thoughts that just grows and grows and grows and grows and creates more and more anxiety, the worry loop, you know, whatever the loop is, but the loop that has you caught in your head. And this is called the heart breath, and it was created by the people at the HeartMath Institute. It's a very powerful breath. You know, the heart is actually stronger than the brain in terms of the energy that it puts out. But we spend most of our time in our culture, we've been taught to really spend a lot of time in our heads. And our brain is very useful. But the thing is, when you're caught in thoughts that feel critical on a regular basis, it's not very helpful. So what the heart breath does is it helps you move into your heart and allow the energy of the heart to actually begin to entrain the energy of the brain. So your brain, when you're worried, it's a very busy, busy, busy wavelength. And when you move into your heart, you slow that down, you make things calmer, and you actually begin to allow more clarity into your field. Okay, so that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to do a quick heart breath, and this is something that you can do. It only takes a minute, if even, and you can do it for as long as you like when you're doing it on your own. Okay, so just get comfortable and close your eyes. And take a few deep breaths. And as you're breathing deeply, move your breath into your heart, as if your heart is breathing. So in and out, breathing slowly in and out of your heart. Keep breathing in and out of your heart. And as you're breathing in and out of your heart, bring to mind something that feels light and joyful and happy. Just some thought. It could be as simple as a flower or an animal, you know, that you love. Something very simple. And bring that feeling into your heart, that feeling of appreciation or love or joy, happiness, whatever it is. Bring it into your heart. And as you're breathing, imagine that you're actually increasing that thought, that feeling, rather, that you're growing it. And as you breathe in and out of your heart, you begin to grow that feeling larger and larger. until it really begins to spread and grow and radiate out of your heart into your body with feelings of joy and appreciation and happiness. And breathing deeply, it radiates even further until it goes outside of your body and creates a field around you. Keep breathing deeply into this field. And you're creating, it's as if you're creating a field of joy and acceptance and happiness and appreciation right around you. And just breathe deeply into this field, in and out. And when you're in this place, it's a very good place to ask a question. So you could ask a question about something that you just need an answer for, if you like. And allow the answer to come. Just slowly breathing in and out. And feel that energy of your heart. All those good feelings radiating from your heart outside of your body. And now slowly begin to bring your breath in. Back into your body, still breathing deeply. Center yourself. Take a few more breaths. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so that was the heart breath. And that's something that you can do if you're lying in bed at night. It's something to do if you feel worried about something. It's a way of shifting right out of your brain into your heart and rebalancing your energy. Okay, so before we end, just if anybody else has any questions about anything that I've said on this teleseminar. Okay. So I don't see any questions, so I guess that's all for today then. Thank you so much for joining me on this teleseminar. And I will be in touch with you with the recording of today's event. And it has been my absolute pleasure to be with you today. So feel free to reach out to me with any questions you might have after the event. And take care. So goodbye.